أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. With regard to this ayat, previously we had mentioned that the vast majority of Mufassirin, commentators of the Quran, refer to the seal that has been put onto the hearts of these wrongdoers, the sinners, that is a figurative seal, not a literal seal, but a thing which Allah Ta'ala has sealed those hearts and put a veil over their eyes and over their ears, so they cannot see and accept the truth. And this is all on account of the sinning of a person. And that this is a figurative, it is not a real seal, it is that Allah Ta'ala has covered it up and now the truth cannot enter. However, Qudwatul Awliya, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali and other ulama of the view that this is a literal seal. It's not a figurative seal, but literally Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. And that we cannot see those seals on the eyes or on the heart. Of course, we cannot see even if a doctor does an operation. Just like one person who was admitted to the hospital and the doctors were treating him. So he said he will make mashura with his spiritual doctor. So we are there. The doctor asked, who's your spiritual doctor? We are your doctors, we are treating you. So he said, my spiritual doctor, you people treat me, you can measure my sugar, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, etc. Many things you can measure. But can you measure how much of anger have I got? How much of pride I have got? How much of love of dunya I have got? They said, no, we cannot measure that. So he said, that is the spiritual doctor. So like that, there are these things which are also existing, but they cannot be measured by physical means. They are spiritual things, and the malaika clearly see the seals on this, on the heart of a person, on the eyes of a person, and they recognize this person has been doomed to, for Jahannam, etc., and they also then curse him. And on the other hand, those people for whom Allah Ta'ala has destined righteousness and iman, as Allah Ta'ala says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, Allah has written on their hearts iman. And those people have got iman, and the malaika see that iman and they make dua for those people. So this is a lit from this point of view, that it is literal, these veils are there. And this is strengthened further by a hadith that there is an angel, a farishta, that is by the one of the legs of the arsh, the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And he just waits for Allah's command, and his work is only this, that whenever anyone brazenly, openly breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala and goes against Allah's commands, Allah tells that angel then go and put a seal on the heart of this person. Then a seal is put on the heart of that person. Further, this is strengthened by a hadith narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which is a famous hadith. All of us are aware of it, that when a person commits a sin, then a black spot is put onto his heart. If he makes tawbah, that spot is removed. If he does not make tawbah, it remains. He commits another sin, and this carries on and on until his whole heart becomes black. And then with regard to that, Allah says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that this rain, this rust now has been put on the heart. And then a person reaches a point when that happens, that he sees the right as wrong, and he sees the wrong as right. Then the hidayat of that person becomes very, very difficult. Also, ulama have explained further that the lower stage is that this, that the seal is put on the heart of a person. Then more worse than that is, the person carries on sinning, he does not make tawbah, istighfar, then the rust is put onto that heart. And the heart becomes completely black then. And then a person can't see right from wrong. And worse than that is the next stage, which is the most worst stage, where locks are put onto the heart. Now nothing can enter that heart. That heart is completely locked, and we all have to be very wary about it. That what is the condition of our hearts? Many a person then asks that I just can't fulfill the commands of Allah. To go to the masjid becomes difficult for me. To hear the azan, I don't enjoy it. This is now when those locks have been put on the heart, and now a person doesn't want to do good. And that is also not the end. Allah's mercy is very, very great. We are taught, for example, in the Hadith Sharif, a dua, Allahumma ftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. O Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. If a person, even the highest stage of the heart being completely now not capable of doing any good, but by still a person now he does not enjoy his ibadat anything, he forces himself and he makes the zikr, this will open the locks of the heart. By the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and we do it regularly, Allah will remove the rust. And by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif, the rust of the hearts are removed. And in fact, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, of the many niyats a person should make when he makes tilawat of Quran, one of the niyat is that, O Allah, remove by the barakat of the Quran Sharif tilawat the rust which is on my heart. So if we do this continuously, then Allah Ta'ala brings the time again. And we see many people who have gone so much off track, they come back again online. Many non-believers also. And many non-believers who were given da'wah by somebody, but that person just would not accept. Then they ask them just to do a few things. Take a bath, come out of janabat. Because with the janabat on a person, for him to understand the truth, accept it, hear it, is also very difficult. But if he's out of janabat, then it makes a lot of sense to eat that person. Some were told that just watch your diet for a period of 40 days. And now they gave them da'wah of Islam, then they accepted. Because so we see the food that we eat, all the things, our lifestyle, our clothing has an effect on a person. And all this is having an effect on the heart. And if the heart becomes black like this, and Allah seals the heart, and the locks are put on there, and we don't do anything to remove that, then a person's condition becomes very, very bad. But in spite of that, the great mercy of Allah, still a person, Allah has shown how he can turn to Allah and come to Allah and still become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And many, many people who were so out of line became great awliya. Not only that they came back on track, but they became great awliya. And this is great encouragement, this famous saying that every saint has got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a future in front of him. So we also, whatever our sins are, make tawbah, turn to Allah, Allah will open the doors again for us.